Hey, Martin, can you hear me all right?
Yep.
Well, thank you for taking the time to join us. We'll get right into questions for our second place finisher. Jordan, if you'd like to kick things off.
Martin, you go into Martinsville probably in a must-win position. Out of all the tracks out there, though, is that the track where you feel most confident, considering you've won the last two races there in pretty dominant fashion?
Yes and no. I mean, a must-win at any track, no matter how good you've been there in the past, I think is a challenge, you know. The last race there that we ran and to lead all the laps that we did, whatever, you know, it's no guarantee. So we got to work hard this week to make sure we're prepared. I know the guys have already been doing that. So definitely optimistic. You know, it's a good track for us, but it's just short track and a lot can happen, you know, and restarts and things. So we'll just we'll go there and do the best job we can.
All right. We'll take our next question from Stephen Conley. Go ahead, Stephen.
Martin, long week, obviously. When you started on Sunday, did you feel that the car had this top three speed when you started the race, and how much different was it when you came back today?
Yeah, I definitely did. I had a lot of confidence in it in the 50 whatever laps we ran there on Sunday. You know, we had to start at the rear and quickly worked our way up through the field, and definitely had a good feeling for the car balance-wise and speed-wise, and felt like the longer we were going there, the better it was getting. So, definitely was optimistic. And, you know, today we had to make some adjustments, obviously, with it being colder and then racing into the night. We were, you know, adjusting on the car the whole race, but guys did a good job and obviously, had a good car. And just seems like, been second and third a lot this year, which is a little bit frustrating. But obviously, a great job by everyone, and you can't complain about second. It's just a shame that we're in the position we are, where we have to win. And so, second place finish kind of gets overshadowed by not winning, and that's unfortunate, for our team and everybody involved in our team, because they did a great job and worked really hard. And I felt like we had pretty much a flawless race. So just needed a tiny little bit more speed or a little bit more luck out there at the end with 18 and fuel wise.
And can you talk a little bit about the battle with the 95? When you saw him coming, did you feel that you were going to be able to hold him off?
Yeah, I felt like I could hold him off. I really hadn't seen him all day, so I wasn't sure how quick he was. I knew he was fast when he was running us down, but I didn't have anyone in front of me to draft off of for a long period of time when he was catching us. And, when he did catch us, we picked up a little bit of speed by having that, that air or him behind us kind of pushing us down the straight. So we were just in a bad spot there with, out there all by ourselves running wide open and not getting any drafting help to put down a good laps.
All right, we'll take our next question from Jeff Magliocchetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Martin. Congratulations on another second place run. The weekend did not start off the way you guys wanted, but how proud are you of the resiliency of the squad and the job Blake did on top of the pit box this weekend or this week?
Yeah, very, very proud, obviously, but not surprised. I think we have a strong team with a lot of depth, and we've got guys that have been together for a long time, through back to 78 days on most of them. So, not surprised, but definitely proud. Happy for Blake. I knew he would do a good job. He's been, he's such a hardworking guy, and he's been an amazing car chief for us for years. And he does an amazing job. So it's really cool to get him on the box today. This is his home state of Texas. We really, really wanted to get him that win. I joked with him. I said, hopefully you're a good luck charm in Texas, because we've been second here before, and we've been so close here so many times. So a little bit disappointed in that, but proud of him and proud of the whole team for their effort.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark. Good luck next weekend.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Martin, obviously, what struggles Kyle Busch has been going through this season. Was there any hope that he may cut your brake had you chased him down to knowing what was at stake there?
All right, we'll take our next question from Bob Poppers. Go ahead.
Yeah, Martin, can you kind of describe what your feelings were on Sunday after they took the spoiler? Were you upset? Is it just one of those things? Did you feel like it made a difference at all in the race?
I don't think it made a difference. I mean, we were, we ran second, led some laps, ran second all day. We were just, a little bit off on speed from the 18, I felt like. So, Did it make a difference? No. You know, my guess is that it was something very, very minuscule from what Jinx said, but I really don't know, you know, what it was, whether it would have made a difference or not. I can't tell you. I think for me, I just go to the race and say, okay, we're behind the eight ball, and you got to do what you can do to try to win. And that's, you know, what we did. So I think when things like that happen for me, I just, you know, brush them aside and go do my job the best I can do. I mean, that's all you can do. So no sense of getting mad or angry or down and let it affect your race. You go out there and put on your helmet and do your job. That's what we did today. And unfortunately, it wasn't quite good enough.
I know you want to win, but do you feel okay with second, or considering the points position, is second the same as 10th, the same as 20th, the same as 30th?
No, I don't see it the same as 20th or 30th. I mean, you know, to run second all day long and lead some laps is, you know, it's tough to do. And you got to put yourself in position, you know, in the top two or three to win races. And so we were right there. You know, if it was one more lap, you know, the 18 was probably going to run out of gas. So, I mean, it just was one of those things where, you know, we were, you know, how close can you get without winning? I mean, I'm proud of the effort. You know, obviously, I wish we could have won, and we came here to win. But, you know, to finish second and say that it may as well be 20th is just ridiculous. So I'm really proud of the team, you know, with the loss of a crew chief, to be able to pull that off and not have any hiccups and have great strategy and have great communication, all that stuff. I mean, that was awesome. We just came up a little bit short, but I'm proud of it.
Thank you.
All right. And our final question for Martin will come from Lee Spencer.
Thank you. And I know you want to get hunting, so I'll make this short. Sherry's unveiling her special wing at Novant next week. And I was hoping you could just talk a little bit about that before you go, please.
Well, she was there on Monday, or Tuesday, I'm sorry, yesterday, and did the ribbon cutting. I don't know if it was open to – I don't know what it is exactly you're talking about. If it's maybe open to the public, but she got to go in there and tour it yesterday. Her doctors surprised her, met her there, and, you know, she got to tour the whole thing. So I know she was really excited. She was sending me a lot of pictures, and, you know, I know it's really, really near and dear to her heart, obviously, and she's put a ton of work and effort into it. And, you know, all the people that have – donated and supported our foundation for so many years are a huge part of this. So I was really, really proud of her. I wish I could have been there with her there yesterday. But you know, to see the magnitude of the things that we've been able to do and, you know, the difference that we've been able to make, and especially her with ovarian cancer and how close it is, you know, how special it is to her, close to home, obviously, you know, to see that and to see the hospital and the pictures and, you know, her doctors there, you know, surprising her and how proud everybody is of that place and the impact it's going to make on people in Charlotte is amazing. So we're very blessed. We're very lucky to get to do it. And, you know, obviously very proud of her. Can't wait to go see it.
Thank you for your time and thank you for the contribution.
Thank you.
All right, Martin. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. Congratulations on that finish, and we'll see you at Martinsville.
All right. See you.
Thank you.